Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the numerous avenues of doing good, the different opportunities that Allah Ta'ala is giving us to do good deeds. We explained it like a restaurant a person goes to, and he's got a menu there, and he's got so many different choices that he can order. So like that in this dunya also, Allah Ta'ala, through His kindness, His clemency, His mercy, He didn't give us just one good deed, just do this one thing all the time. He's given us a variety through His kindness, so that we can benefit in different ways from the different a'mal that Allah Ta'ala has created. So today's hadith, and Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu, anna nasan qalu ya Rasulallah, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم قال أوليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون به إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة وفي بضع أحدكم صدقة قالوا يا رسول الله أيأتي أحدنا شهوته ويكون له فيها أجر قال أريتم لو وضعها في حرام أكان عليه وزر فكذلك إذا وضعها في الحلال كان له أجر رواه مسلم. From today's hadith we see that Allah Ta'ala wants to just give. He's just looking for excuses to give. It's just whether we are ready to accept the favors and the kindness, the clemency, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every excuse Allah Ta'ala is looking to give a person. As we go, we'll see. So today's hadith, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that some people said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy have taken all the rewards. What had happened here was the poor sahaba came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at the time and look at the mindset and the thinking of the sahaba, that here the poor sahaba firstly had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not well to do. They were very poor. In fact, they were more poor than our poor also we got today. But they didn't toy, they didn't burn tires, they didn't strike. What they did was they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain. And look at what they complained was. They didn't ask for an increase, they didn't ask for money. Look at what they are complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why it shows when iman is there and the thinking is right, and even the poor also start thinking that how we can also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't think that how we can receive and how we can loot and how we can take more. They are thinking how we can also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you talk about empowerment, there was no bigger empowerment than the empowerment that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with his effort on iman for sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Anyway, the wealthy, they came and they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was their complaint? The wealthy have taken all the rewards. They offer salah as we do. They fast as we do. But they can give extra wealth in charity. In other words, we can give little bit. But they can give more in charity because they got more to give. So this was their complaint to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has Allah not given you something which you could give in charity? So now look how beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that Allah Ta'ala has also given you something that you can also give in charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that every tasbih, every subhanallah is charity. Every expression of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is charity. Every time a person is saying Allahu Akbar is charity. Every time he's praising Allah ta'ala, alhamdulillah, is charity. Every time he's saying Allahu Akbar, which is the proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is charity. So every time a person is saying subhanallah, he's saying Allahu Akbar, he's saying alhamdulillah, he's saying la ilaha illallah, all this is charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that a person commanding good is also charity, a person forbidding evil is also charity. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went further to say, and engaging in relationship with one's wife also is charity. Look how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So here sahaba, now they were surprised, perplexed. They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one of us fulfills his desires, his passions, he is rewarded for it. They're thinking now a person is getting enjoyment, and yet Allah Ta'ala is giving him reward. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now explained to them, showing the kindness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he were to have any type of haram relationship, any type of illicit relationship, will it not be a sin against him? To make them think, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking them the question, if this person were to go to haram, would he have got guna? So they said, so then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just asked them this rhetorical question, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, similarly if he were to have a halal relations, then he should be rewarded for it. If he was going to go for haram, Allah ta'ala would have punished him for it. So similarly, if he goes to halal, Allah ta'ala will reward him for it. This is the kindness, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing and appreciating that Allah ta'ala wants to give us. It's just a matter of taking. Look how easy he made it. Every time a person is saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Therefore, when we are traveling in our car also, when we are walking also, instead of just talking unnecessarily, put the radio off and let us make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right from here till our house, we can be giving charity without any effort from our side, just by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person keeps this in mind, then it becomes so easy, it doesn't waste time. Therefore you find the buzrugs, the pious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time they keep their tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala himself says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kathira. Oh, you believe, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't just remember him abundantly. So easy it is. Person doesn't have to be a hafiz al-Quran. He doesn't need to know big wazifas. Simple tasbihs he can read. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Like how we say third kalima a person reads. All these things are calculated in there already in the third kalima. He's saying all these things. So he's saying La ilaha illallah also. So he's getting the reward of so many different types of sadaqah. So let us not waste our time. This life in this world is very short. Person utilizes it intelligently, like the beginning we read. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَىٰهُ. Person does an atom's worth of good, he'll see it. So all these things he'll see it on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.